and daf yud gimel amid aleph in the top of the amid. Rav Zvid Omar ein bonim b'loy simonim. Now let's just refresh our memory that Bemison, we had here a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, and therefore on daf yud beis amid beis, and therefore on daf yud gimel. This machlekes continues. And daf yud beis amid beis, we had as follows. Rabbi Bar Shmuel said that yata yocholoyma b'chamoysoy shemiyono shekvar yoldo. Chamoysoy, since they had a child, she can't be memayin anymore. So it would seem that the Rabbi Baba Shmuel holds that a ketana can have a child. And the reason she can't be memayin is not because she's a gedoyle, no, because there's a yolda, is a sibe, that you cannot be memayin. The Gemara had asked Akasha, it is shver from our Mishnah. What is shver from our Mishnah? Because we have a star Mishnah, Mesachtes Nida, that says that only Heviya Simonim, then she can't be Mamayim. So it would seem the Mishnah Nida holds that the only Miniya of Miyan comes about when she becomes a Gedayla, not like Rabbi Bar Shmuel. So if the Mishnah holds, we have a star Mishnah like this in Mesachtes Nida. Mistama, our Mishnah also holds like that. Like the star Mishnah in Mesachtes Nida. So we have a tzir of Chamoisei Mema'enes. We could have a tzir of Chamoisei Mema'enes that we see from Rabbi Bar Shmuel, a ketana could have a child. And our Mishnah holds that, she has a koyach of me in Kolzman, she's not a gedoyla. And this was the kasha of the Gemara, and the Gemara answered on this kasha that bonim hareihem kesemonim, which means, it would seem according to Rashi, that the Mishnah in Nida is also meide, that if there's a leidas bonim, she can also not be memayim. The Mishnah spoke about Simon, the Mishnah in Nida said that Simonim is a sibe for imiyun, but the Mishnah also holds that Leid is a sibe for imiyun, so therefore we cannot have a tzir of Chamoisei Mema'enes. Now Rav Zvid comes and says another teretz, Ein bonim b'loy simonim. Ein bonim b'loy simonim. So Rashi says, Vayeledes bekatnus chazoke heviya simonim. That means not that Rabbi Bar Shmuel is saying that a ketana can have a child, but after she has a child, she cannot be memayin. No, Rabbi Bar Shmuel is saying that after Leida she cannot be Memayin because we have a Chazoke Ein Bonim B'loy Simonim. If there was a Leida, the Zicha was Simonim. Vayeledes Bekatnus Chazoke Heviya Simonim. We have a Chazoke, the Zicha was Havoa Simonim. So the reason she can't be Memayin is because she is a Gdaila. That means Rashi had said there was a diuk in the Lashon of Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Rabbi Bar Shmuel said that Ayeledes cannot be Memayin, Shekvar Yoldo. If Shekvar Yoldo, she can't be Memayin. So Rashi was Medaik, he didn't say Shekvar Godli, he said Shekvar Yoldo. So Rav Zvid is saying pshat because he's telling us from the Leide we can find out if this was Simonim. From the Leide we know that there was Simonim because it's a klal ein bonim b'loy simonim. So from the Leide I know she's a gdoyla. Mishivi simonim b'seich yud beis loy tamay. The honey simonim gmurim ninu. These are simonim gemurim. So Rashi had a problem that Bemison, there's a big machloikis if a ktane will bring simonim in from when she between 11 and 12, if these simonim are a simon that she's a gdoila. Others hold, and that's how we paskin, teich hazman kelifne hazman. The saris she brings from 11 to 12 is equivalent to saris that were brought before 11. And just like those saris are not a simon of godless, so the saris that are brought between 11 and 12 is also not a simon of godless. The saris did not, godless was not the sibe of the tzmichas ha-saris. Shume, it's a different reason why it grew, but it's not the sibe is not godless, and it's not a simon of godless. So memele, so what does Rav Zvid say, ein bonim beloy simonim? I can be assured, if there was a lay, that there was saris. And what is saris, teich yud beis? It's also nothing. So Rashi says, the svira leila Rav Zvid, teich zman, kelach zman linyan simon. Rav Zvid holds that saris, which grew, teich hazman, from 11 to 12, as equivalent to saris, which grew after 12. V'lo yemrinin shumeninu. We will not say that they are shume. So if they're not shume, so memela, they're simon of godless. So that is pshat in Rav Zvid. So the Gemara asks, v'nivdoik, if the reason is, that means Rabbi Bar Shmuel said a yesod, that if she had a child, she can't be mamayin because she brought simonim. So let us see if there's simonim. The Leide Mitzadatzmoy is not a sibe of imiyun. The Leide is a raya that there were simonim. So let us see if there's simonim or not. And if there are simonim, fine. And if there are not simonim, so then she should be able to be mamayin, and then we'll be back to the kasha. So matzino chamaisim emenes. So the Gemara says chayshinon shemonoshu. No, bedika will not help. That means Rav Zvid said ein bonim b'loy simonim, but you have to go with amunas chachomim. Because it's very possible you'll be baidik for the simonim and you won't find them. So where are they? Shemonoshu. Could be they fell out. So memele, so therefore, the only reason why she can't be memain is because we have Rav Zvid Yesod and bonim b'loy simonim. So the Gemara is, anicha laman diyom b'choyshishin. That is a debatable statement to say choishish in shemonosh. There's a machloikis in this. There's a mandi yomah that holds ein choishishin. So the Gemara says, afilo mandi yomah ein choishishin mishum tzalei da choishishin. That means here everyone is chayish mishum tzalei. So therefore, that is pshat in Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid said that every Ktano, between Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, that had a child, lost the Koyach Amin, because we assume that there was Saris, and even if we don't see these Saris, we're Choshin Shin Shemonoshu, Nalkapon Mishum Tzalei Do Chayshin. That is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Taisvis. Rav Zvid Omar, ein bonim b'loy simonim. Now, let's just give a shtikel hakdome. Taisvis learned a different pshat in the Gemara daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. Taisvis learned pshat in the Gemara daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. Not that Rav Safra said pshat in Rabba Bar Shmuel that a ktana also lost the koyach hamiyun. No, Taisvus loim shat ad Rav Safra sepshat n'rabe bar Shmuel that bonim arein kisimonim, that ibur bonim is a simen of godless. So in other words, Rav Safra said pshat in Rabbi Bar Shmuel, that after lady she can't be memayin because she's a gedoyla. Now Tosfos had a big problem. And what does Rav Zvid say? Rav Zvid said, ein bonim b'loy simonim, which spells out the same conclusion. She can't be memayin because she brought simonim. So, no, he's saying it in his language, the bonim alone are simonim godless. And Rav Zvid is saying, if there was a lady's bonim, so akochus there was avosaris, but the untershishure, they're both saying the same thing, that she can't be memayin because she's a gedoyla. So Tosfos said, I'm going to take a problem, l'shitosoi. So what is Rav Zvid saying different than Rav Safra? So therefore, because of this, and Tosfos explains this later, Tosfos is learning a new pshat in Rav Zvid, that we have to be moisif al dvorov. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says as follows. Oy mari de tzorech leforish. We have to say pshat and Rav Zvid, not ein bonim b'loy simonim, that it is impossible to have bonim without havoa simonim. No, it means like this. The tzorech leforish, the ein ibel bonim shall kayome motzui liyois b'loy simonim. It is not shchiach that it should be ibel bonim. Tosfos learns the simon godless is ibel bonim. It is not shchiach, there should be ibel bonim b'loy simonim. Now, if you start talking like that, so in other words, it means umiyu zimnin also. But it's possible. That means most of the time, let us put it that way, most of the time, if there are bonim, there are simonim. But sometimes it's possible a ktana could have a child. So memele midaporich, so now we'll understand the Gemara's kashe, v'nivdaik. So the Gemara asks a kashe, amen, oh, so you're telling me, but it's possible that a ktana could also have a child. So ibazoi, so why does our Mishnah say that it's impossible to have chamoisim in ma'enes? If there is a possibility a ktana could have a child, so let us see if she has simonim or not. If she doesn't have simonim, let her be memayin. V'chein, what the Gemara says later, El olaman di omar ein choishishin, that you're not chayish ma'ika l'meima. If you're not chayish for noshu, and you'll see it's loy noshu, so you see klal she's a ktana. So me mail then you see klal she's a ktana. That's from the Gemara's kasha. Beim ein bonim klal beloy simonim. If you'll say this is a yisod, that it is impossible that they should be bonim without simonim, is vaday noshu. What does it have to chayishim not chayishim? This is facts of life. If there was later, the zicha was simonim. So, what can be mefalpa man diyamol chashina loy chashina? This is zicha hazay. So, kolchoch pshat and Rav Zvid is not like that. Rav Zvid only said that it's shchiach, it's motzui, that when there's a later, there's avos simonim. So therefore the Gemara has put, let's be baidik. So Moses Chashina Shema Noshu. The Bedika does not prove to us that she's a ktane. Maybe she was a gdoilo of a Noshu. But Gam Loshin Choshish Nami Mashma Delek El Kshar Shabama. We're Choshish, there were Simonim. And they fell out. Maybe there wasn't Simonim. Veloyshe Vadai Noshu. Umishum Deloy Shchiach Ibel Beloy Simonim. Since it is not shchiach, and it is not motzui, that there should be ibo b'loy simoni, is lo imatzino chamoisim imenet. So that is why we cannot have a tzir of chamoisim imenet, the choishishin l'simonim, k'damasik v'ozol. We are chayish that there were havo simonim, And now that we don't see it, Shema Noshu. So that is why she can't be Mamayin. So you can't have a tzir of Chamoisim and Me'enes, because even though we don't see Simonim, we're Chayish, maybe there was Simonim, because it's Motzi, she should bring Simonim, so therefore she cannot be Mamayin. So now we have a problem in the Lashon of Rabbi Bar Livoi. Rabbi Livoi said a very strong statement. Rabbi Bar Livoi said, Teichazman, he meisa v'ubra meis. Now, it's not true. There's a possibility that Teichazman, she's a ktane, and they won't die. So Taish says, Allahoche koma nami rabbe bar livoi toich hazman hi meisa vubra meis, af al pi de pa'omim chaya, it's very possible that the ubo will live, and she'll live, abokivin de loy shchiach, but since it's not shchiach that this should occur, so he said a blank statement, since most of the time, aktane, she will die and the ubo will die, so therefore he said such a loshen. Be speaking on Reuf Pomim. Ube Breise der Rav Bivi. Now, Taisus has a problem. If Reuf Pomim, a Ktane dies, and that's why Rabbi Bar Livoi said he may serve Ubra Meis, even though there's Tziyurim that she won't die, but he said Reuf Pomim. So why did Rav Bivi say Shemot is Abel v'Shemot Omis? Also say the same Lashon. Shalish Noshim Shamsis Bamoich Shemetis Abba Vitomus Ubebraise the Rabivi de Nokat Shemotomus Vishvila Miet. He took into consideration the Miet also. Vaava gav the Rabbe Bar Livoi Lechoshle Minkot Shemo Bishvil Miyuta. No, so that's what each person has his way how to speak. Rabbe Bar Livoi put it down. He didn't reckon with the mere chances, so he just had a blank statement. Teichazman he meisa v'ubra meis, and Rav Bibi said, took everything in consideration, abo shema tisaba v'shema tomus. V'im toima. So the Tosfos asks, "Minayin loy ligmore the Rav Zvid loy boy lemeima deim bonim klar b'loy simonim k'damashme b'milsan." How did the Gemara know? Tosfos is saying like a very, it's eingepeitscht in Rav Zvid, ein bonim loy simonim roif pa'omim ein bonim b'loy simonim. Maybe take ein bonim b'loy simonim. Period. So what is he saying different than Rav Safra? Given the Lididei Nami ain bonim klal beloy simonim kamoila Rav Safra. If he holds that when after every lady she's a gedoyle, so what is he saying different than Rav Safra? Rav Safra says, Bonim Areim Ki Simonim. He says, Bonim Beloy Simonim. But they're both saying the same thing, that after every lady, she's a Gdela. Elevadai Oso Lemeima. The Eina Bonim Simen Godless. No, he's Chaylik on Rav Safra. Rav Safra said, Ibu Bonim is a Simen Godless. And Rav Zvid says, no. The ain abonim simin godless. You don't have a simin godless from the lady. Or the ibo. Elo hasaris. No, the saris are the simin godless. But, chileko saris, if there aren't saris, loimar zekinin lo, chileke saris, loimar zekinin lo vada gdoilo. We're not marzik if there's no saris. So we're not marzikah for vadik doil because there's no vadois that every lady has saris. Olahor, she's not a vadik doil. We can't accept the mion because we're chayish. Maybe she is a doil, but she's not a vadik doil. Olahor, if she's not a vadik doil, because it's possible that she was a ktana b'shas leida lochipoch v'livdoik, so the Gemara is, so let's be boidik if she is saris. V'mishani, choyshi shishem enoshru, v'choyshi shin lo b'sofik g'doyla. So that means that the holding g'doyla that she has is, there's no saris, which is a shtikol reyese, it could be, it was noshru, so she has a gdaila misafik. Linyan chalitze, v'kidushin diyeraise, v'linyan onshin umilituve. So l'chayre, Taisvis seems to be saying that according to Rav Zvid, she's a safik gdaila, v'chayshi shalom b'safik gdaila. That means, linyan chalitze, I think Taisvis means if you want to give her chalitza, she had a child. First of all, if she had a child, so why are you giving chalitza? So the child died after 30 days, and then the husband died a day later, and now the shayla, can you give her chalitza now, or should you wait till she becomes a gdaila? She's only a suffix gdaila. We won't give her chalitza now. Or the kiddushin, or let us say if she made kedushin, so we say it's a suffocatious ish. If someone else we makadosh her, will be chayish from the kedushin of the sheni also. Or the inyan onshin comes l'inyan onshin according to Rav Zvid, we won't be manish her. Maybe she's not a gedoyla. Umili tuve, there's a lot of nafkaminis where you need a vada gedoyla, and according to Rav Zvid, I will not say she's a vada gedoyla. Someone was ma'ira that l'chayre, I mean, Taisvis seems to be saying that according to Rav Zvid, she's a suffix doyla. She's a suffix doyla, therefore she can't be mamayin, because she's a suffix doyla. Maybe l'chayre is a raif. Taisvis says it's not motzi that a ktana should have a child. The lashon of the Taisa Rosh is the Rav Zvid Mashvilei Kesofik Doyla Linyikedushin Va'onshin. L'chayre, if there is a roiv, why don't you go bas a roiv? I mean, roiv is a bira b'chol ha-teira kula. If roiv yodis are gedoylis, so l'chayre, so why don't you give her onshim? And the Gemara says, I mean, we go b'saroiv dulma lavoviv. So the Gemara says, roiv bilis achar abal. I mean, we go b'saroiv. We were all our dinim. We pass ganais al pi roiv. So why isn't she? I mean, why don't you give onshim? Why don't you rely on this roiv? It's very unclear. I saw in Birchas Avraham, he says, Psilon Taisus only midarabonon has a din sofik. Minatoire could be, it akadugo basaroiv. Midarabonon is a din chayshinon. But Bekuntres Perish, about Kaponim, that's how Taisus learns Pshat in Rav Zvid, that Rav Zvid al Kaponim is saying that she's not a Vada Gdoila, she's a Sofa Gdoila, a Piroiv, I assume that she's a Gdoila, and that's why she can't be Memayin, and even though there's no Saris, that doesn't prove anything, Chashin in Shemanosh. Bekuntres Perish, the Sova Rav Zvid, the Teich Hazman, Kelaach Hazman, that Rashi had a kasha, afilo we will assume that she brought Saris, but it's Teich Hazman. So she doesn't become a gedoyla with the Saris. So Rashi said, Rav Zvid holds Teich Hazman, Kelach Hazman. The loike hilchus, so comes out the whole Rav Zvid is the loike hilchus, because we pass in Teich Hazman, Kalifne Hazman. Nira Lari, so Taisvis wants to say not like that, to say that Rav Zvid is a pi aloche. The Baalme Moide Rav Zvide Toich Hazman Kelifnei Hazman. Rav Zvide is Moide all over that Toich Hazman is Kelifnei Hazman. Stam Zoyek Tane brings Saris between 11 and 12. I'm Toile et Shumim. Bishani Hochad Ayide Bonim Chashvina Lesimonim Kilehim La'acher Hazman Kedefrishis Nami L'Rav Safra. So Taisus wants to say as follows. Taisus wants to say that the svore of Toich Hazman Kelifnei Hazman means that if the only between 11 and 12 normally she's a ktana. So you want to bring a raya from the saris. So I'm told the saris came from a different sibbe. The saris are not a simin of godless. But if she gave birth, and we have a klal that fakelt ein bonim beloy simonim, that means that when she gives birth, I assume zicha that she was a gedoyla. So these simonim, so here I have a hichoche from the lady that these are true simonim. So it's no shaykhis with Toich Hazman Kelifnei Hazman, without any Eichoches whatsoever, to build from the Saris, I say Fakert, I say Mistomashi Zaktane, and I'm Toile the Saris grew because of a different Sibbe, the Shume. But if she gave birth, so Fakert, so there is a Yesod that ain't Bonim Beloy Simonim. That if there was Ibo Bonim, Sar Kochoch, there was godless already. So then, with the Heichoche of the Ibo, I can rightfully assume that these Simonim Taka are true Simonim. That's how Taisvis is Chaylik on Rashi. The Gemara asked, what do you do according to the Mandi Oma that holds Ein Chay Shishin, Shema Noshru? So the Gemara says, Mishum tzalei dochayshina. Vim toima, kiven de ein bonim, beloy simonim, mishasa ibo. Taisvis learned before that the godless starts from the ibo. And Taisvis had to learn like this in order to fa'amfa Rabba Balivoy. Rabba Balivoy said that every ktana that's nisaba will die. And here we see that a ktana can have a child. So the Gemara answers, because here, if she was Nisaba, she brought Simonim already. So she's a Gdaila. So, Taisis learns Psham the Gemara, that Bishas Ibo Bonim, she's a Gdaila. And so Taisvis asks, so what are you telling me that Mishum Tzalei Do Chayshinon Deus Noshu? Fine. But let us be Baidik before the Leide. Bishas the Ibo. A Gdeila, she has to become Bishas Ibo. That's how the Mahalach HaSugi is. So let us see if there are Simonim now. Given the Imbonim Beloi Simonim Bishas the Ibo, Nivdek Kami Leide. Vileka simonim, leka lemecha shemanoshu, takati leibotza leida. Vieshloima, so Taisus answers the lav davke noka tza leida. The Gemara that mentions the tza leida is a sibbe from the Neshire. Dua din nami, the mishum tzaribu chayshin in shemanoshu. Vilei noka tza leida, that what the Gemara chapton tza leida, mishum da akshalei vinivdeike sachamois. Because the Gemara is asking the Kasha now, if there are miut noshim, miut ktanis that can have children, so how can you say that doemetzino chamoisim emeenis v'nivdei esachamois? So we're talking about a woman after the lady. K'dei lamayin, hayna acha lady, lo hinok etza lady. So the Gemara says no, that the E Mitzias Simonim is no raya that she's a ktan. It could be Shemanoshru al tzitzal leida. Vuhu adin, di bedakna kame leida, vulei ashkren, di ike lemeichesh, di noshru mishum tzaribu. So then it could be the tzaribu was the sibah of the neshire. If we could say pshat in Rav Zvid, that in leidas bonim b'loy simonim koma, that Rav Zvid means to say that a leida, she has to be a gdoyle b'shas leida, she can be a ktane b'shas ibon, or she has to be a gdoyle b'shas leida in order to have a leida shel kayome, so then everything will be very good. Av yosu shap odinok etz a leida, so it would be very good. The whole sugya here is to find for Rabbi Balivoy. The Rabbi Balivoy said that Toichazman, he may save Ubra Meis. And we hear Akasha, we see that Aktane can have children. So the only teretz is, if she has children, Al Kochach, she's a Gdaila. If she was Nisabar, Al Kochach, she's a Gdaila. And Rabbi Balivoy is speaking about the year before Godless. So Al Kochach, if you say Bishas Ibo, she's a Gdaila. So therefore, we have to say this Doichik, that the Gemara does not have to mean Saleida, who Adin Saribo. We heard in the Mishnah, Keitzad Poitroi Soroseyim. We heard that Anerva Patos Atzorah, Natzorah Patos Atzorah, Tzorah Menohani Mili. How do we know this then? So Rashi says, Menohani Mili, the Tzorah's Tzorah's Optura. Omar Rav Yehuda, the Omar Kho Litzre. It says, Litzre HaTeiro Ripso Tzoreis Arbe. So from the Pasuk we know not only an Elve, it should have said Lotzer, and it says Litzer, so that it's coming to tell us that Arib, there's a din that Afel Aribui Tzores Aos. So we have a Pasuk. Rav Ashi Omar Svorehi. You don't need a Pasuk to tell me that a Tzore Patas a Tzore. My time Asire, why is the Tzoras Elve also? The bemokim erve kaime. Why is she also? The bemokim erve kaime. Is tzoras tzora. So when it comes to the tzoras tzora, nami bemokim erve kaime. Now the lashon of this gemara is very unclear. Rabbi Chanan and Kovetz Oris, in the Briske Rov, in Chedushi Agriz, in Hilches Yibum, they both say the same pshat. Abul Chonon says, Tzora ke'erve le'inyin Yibum, de Tzoras bitoy ke'bitoy le'inyin Zike. That the Pasuk is telling us that the Tzora of Abbas is like Abbas, le'inyin Zike. That means, the av she'ein biyosa asura mishum bitoy, this is not bitoy, mikol mokim le'inyin zike, yesh ptur bitoy, atzoretu abas, legabi zikas yibum, atzoretu abas, has the ptur or the iser zike that the bas has. The oisai sibi she'yeshna be'bitoy lavki yezike, yesh no gam betzoras bitoy. So that is pshat, the lashon of the Gemara is very good. Tzora b'mokim erve kaime. That means she stands, she's equivalent to the erve by being a tzore to the erve. So the same sibi that patters the erve patters her. V'zenisha gam b'nefila shniya. So if she has a din bitoy, Atzores bitoy has a din bitoy, so in the nefila shniya, so that's what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara is saying that my time asire, why is she also in the nefila rishayne? The bimokim erve kaima, she has a din bitoy, legabi zikes yibum. Is tzores tzores, so if she has a din bitoy, legabi zikes yibum, so the shame bitoy remains in the second nefila. Nami bimokim erve kaima, so therefore she can patter the tzore. And the Briske Rav and Chedushi Agriz also says this lashon, the yesaid ve'iker dinoi of Litzrael who din iser do ha'elve oisares lahatzore umashve lo la'elva dichvosei. That the elve makes the tzore like her, but she becomes an elve. So the Loshna Gemore is very meduyik. And later we'll see a Loshna Toisvis, which would be very much mashma like this also. We had further in the Mishnah, Keitzad im Meisu. So the Mishnah explains, Keitzad im Meisu tzoreseyem mutorek, soysoy bitoy achens kols ayon esuis lo'ochiv, v'loy isha acheres. He had a bas, and he had another woman. Meisa bita in iskarsha vachakach meis ochiv tzorosa muteres. So the Mishnah brings about the tzir of Meisa is that smuta, that means that they were both married to the meis, and then the elve got miskarish, so the tzora falls liyibum. Afilu konas ubesayif girish. That means the Mishnah is talking about afilu, he was married to the meis when the tzora was there already, and they were once a tzora serve, bechaye hameis, ubesayif girish, but if he was megarish the erve before the nefilim, so the tzora falls liyib. The reminu. So the Gemara is a kasha from a very interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows. Gimel achim, shnayim hem nesuyim beiz achoyis, ve'echod nosi nochis. You had three brothers, two were married to sisters, and one married a nochis. Gireish echod mi balei achoyis es ishtoi. One of the brothers that was married to the sister gave her a get. Right? So he's not married anymore to the achois isha of his brother. Umeis hanosi nochis. Now the third brother died. Vikonsa hamigarish, and the migarish was kainis eishes ochiv the nochis. Umeis. So now when he was miyabim her. He was miyabim anochis. He was miyabim anochis. He did not have any more a wife that's achis ishtoi of the other brother. He married anochis. Umeis, and now he died. So the Mishnah says, Zuhi sha'omru, that is pshata we learn, she'imeisu ainiz garshu tzoreseyem mutores. So the Mishnah makes an asik about this. That's the case. He once was married to an elder, and he gave her a get. And then later, he was miyabim anochis. Now she'll fall a yibum to the brother, because it was nizgarish ha'elder before he ever was miyabim the nochis. So the Gemara says, so that's reklach, time at the girish v'achakach konis. So here it would seem that when is the tzore mutter, if she never was a tzore to the erve at one time, the girish v'achakach konis. Avol konis v'achakach girish. But it would seem, what if they were the same time married, and then he was megarish the erve, so the tzore is also. So we have a stirim. Omar Rabbi Yirmiyeh Tavre, it's like a good kasha, a murdike kasha, it's a stire. He know what the teretz is, Mishe shonezu loy shonezu. That is a machlokes, these two mishnayos are chilkim. Hai tane sova misa mepeles, the tane of our mishnah holds that the nefilah starts bishas misa. So if bishas misa, she's not any more a tzoras erve. It was nizgarish before the erve was nizgarish before the mise. So the tzor will fall a yibum. She's not, because b'shas nefila, she's not a tzoras elve. And the ptur of tzoras elve is b'shas nefila. V'hai tane sova, but the tanim, and daf lamed holds, nisuim arishoinim apilim, that the dinei nefila start b'shas the nisuim. So if b'shas the nisuim, she had a shem tzoras elve. So even though he gave the elve a get before he died, but since there are dinei nefila b'shas nesuyin, so memele, so she was nesa already al tzoras elve. So when he'll die, the tzora won't fall even. Rava Omar Lo'ilom Chatanahu, you don't say it's a machloikis, it's one tane. Bezuv ein tzorach leima zuktoni. In the Mishnah is telling us, says this, kineis v'achekach girish, and yeah, the Mishnah is telling us girish v'achekach kineis and zuv ein tzorach leima zuktoni. Let us see Rashi. Nizgarshu tzoriseim butoris, vafilu kines ochiv es anoches, that he had married anoches, ule besoiv girish es bas ochiv, and later he was megarish the erve. Da havilu tzoris ule zu kaidem gerishim, both of them were tzoris before the gerishim. Afilu ochi kasherine leili yivumi, so the Tana of a mission holds, they could be me, he could be me yabnum, kidiktoni, that's the nefilas, the zman nefila, they have it zorizulizu. Vikonsa hamegarish umeis. Vinoflo nochis, lifnei shlishi, shenosi achaisishi. So there it says, if the megarish was kainis ha, after the gerish and he was kainis the nochis, then he died, v'noflo nochis of neishlishi shenosui, and the shlishi is married to achais ishtoi, shenosi achais ishtoi shall, achais ishtoi shall zehori shoine, the havia lo tzores achis ishtoi mishen is garsha. She is a tzores achis ishtoi mishen after the gerishin. Then the tzori sayim mutoris, chayim loy hois achis ishtoi, shal ze tzore le nochi zu, shakaydim nisuim shal zu nis garsha. Before the nisuim, she became nis garsha. So the Gemara said one teretz tavre koshin adodi. Hai tane de mas nisen sova misis habal mapeles noshav liyibu. The nefile, the sibes ha nefile start pishas misis habal hilka. Afilu konas ulu besoiv gireish. Afilu, it was konas, that means they were both married together at one time, the erve and the tzore. But since b'shas misa, that's the zman anefila lav tzoras abasi, shar yisotz mutam, v'tane basra sova nisuim arishoinim, she'isho niseis labaylo, mapilim oiso liyibum, that b'shas the nisuyin, Rabbi Chanan says this, even though the nefila is b'shas mise, but the sibes ha nefila starts b'shas the nisuyin. Hilkach, mishenasis, tzoras elve sho achas. So if she was a tzoras elve, b'shas the nisuyin, Asurei Lomis, so she's also ready. She's also. Zu veitzach leimezu, the Mara says, the masnisen da ocha de konas obsaif girish muteres, kedektoni, umeisa bitoi oinis garsha, veitzach leimezu de gemelachim, de girish obsaif konas. The Indian of Nesuyim Rishainim Apilim, is a very difficult sugya to understand, especially we're not up to it now. But I just like, we should look for 1 minute in a lashon of Tosfos, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and either it'll help us or Kapon will make it more difficult, but Tosfos says, Ayesod in the Suim Rishonim Apilim. The Tosfos and Daf Lamed Ramasel V'Nesro, we don't have to know what the Tosfos is speaking about. Let's just start from the Yeshleima. Yesh loyma, the loyma hani, lemeima, nesuyim apilin, elo leinyin. The holding of nesuyim apilin, elo leinyin, shim hoiso, tzoras, elve, shoachas. That's what we learned now. If she was a tzoras, elve, bishasta, nesuyim, shuv, ain lo heter. So there's no heter anymore. Afa pisha bishas nefile kvar eina tzora selve. But if bishas the nisuin, and the nisuin is this man, Rabbi Chanan says a loshin, sibes ha nefile min ha nisuin. After zmana nefile ubishas mise, but the sibis of nefile starts from the nesuin ubishas nefile. That means the shas is a kivin, the shas nesuin kivin shechal aloh shame tzore nasis ke'elve leinyan zike shezeu sibe lepoitro mina nefile. So, and the Brisker Rav says the same thing, he brings this thesis. That means, the way we had mentioned before, Tzore b'mokim elve kaimen, that pshat is that the Tzore gets a shame elve, the Tzore gets a din, by being a Tzore to a bas, she gets a din bas. So Taisva says, they start to this Taisva, Shim Hoise Tzoras Erve Shoachas, by being a Tzore to an Erve, Bishas the Nisuin, which this is this man that is Mesaviv the Nefila later. So by being a Tzore to an Erve, this is a Sibe to being Potter from Nefila. But because you get a Din Erve, Tzore B'mokim Erve Kaime, is Shuvain Laheta. Afa Pisha Bishas Nefila Kvarinitz, she gets already a stempel from the Tzor herself. Avokan Mishum Nesuyin Mapilim, but now Taisa says, Amoyre de Kechidish. Al Tadin of Nesuyin Mapilim, Leinech Shavno Kilu Noflo Bechaye Ishtoi, V'yotzo mimenu ba'isa shom mishum achis isha. Taisvis is speaking about a very interesting case. Taisvis is speaking about your two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven and Shimon were married to two sisters. Reuven was married to Rochel, and Shimon was married to Leah. Now, and you hold nesuim rishonim apilim, and then Leah died. So what is the deal? Does Rochel fall the yibum? Now, l'chayre, if you would ask us, we would say like this. Whatever Nesum Rishayim Apilim is, if she was a tzore to an erve, b'shas Nesum Rishayim, it's finished. So what if she was an erve, b'shas Nesum Rishayim? So and even though she became ois erve, Taisvis does not say that. Taisvis says, even though she was an erve, even though she was an erve, bechaye bala, but b'shas nefila, she's ois erve, there's no din of nesum rishonim apilim, and Taisvis says, akaponim, Taisvis says, I love this. Taisvis says as follows, avokan mishum nesuyim apilim, loy nechshavno ki'ilu noflo, Bechaye ishtoi of the brother, v'yotza mimenu ba'isa sho mishum achais isha. The Briskerov says, whatever the oimek hadvorim is, the Briskerov says as follows. There is a halacha if an Isha was an Erve Bishas Nefila, and later she became Ois Erve. So there's a din that if she was Nesra, Ko Yevome Sheni Koyreba Bishas Nefila Yevome Yovila Arei Keshis Achshe Yesh Labonim Vasurei Lomis. The din of Nesra only applies Bishas the Nefila of Misa. The din of Nesuim Rishonim Mapilim does not create a din Nesra. So therefore, Tosfos says, if there's no din Nesra, so now she's not an Erva anymore. Masha Einkein, the din that a Tzoras Erva is also, is not at all because of Nesra. The din that a Tzoras Erva is also is because by being a Tzore to an Erva, you acquire a Shem Erva. So you acquired it, finished. It doesn't go from the Gedorim of Nesra. So therefore, a Tzoras Erva, if you hold Nitzum Rishonim Apilim, will remain also, even though the Erva was Nisgarish. Masha Einkein, an Erva Bishasta Nisuim Rishonim, and later she became Ois Erva, there will be a Nefila because the Din Nesra does not apply by the din of Nesuim Rishonim Apilim. That's how the Briskerov says Pshat and Tosfos. Now let us see our Tosfos. Meisa Bitoi Oynis Garsho. The Mishnah is telling us Tziyurim that the Tzore is Mutter. Meisa Bitoi Oynis Garsho. So Tosfos says, Hodoloi Nokat Miyano, that the Bas was Memayin, Oishenimtsu Island is, so this is another case that the Tzore will be Mutter. Bishim de Masnisen Osalash Miinon Afilu Konas Ulabisoiv Girish. The Amishna wants to tell us we don't know Nesuim Rishonim Apilim. Amishna wants to tell us even though they were Tzores Bishas Nesuim, as long as Bishas Misa the Natzores, so there's a Dinafilu Leibum. The bottle of Kiddushi Kamoy, if she was Mamayan, Bechaye Baila, so it comes that she never was married. So here we're not telling the Chiddush that Konas Ula Besoiv Girish is Mutter. The bottle of Kedusha Kamoy, the Kachli Konas Ula Besoiv Miyano, Kamoy Miyano Ula Besoiv Konas, because Miyan is Oike, the Kedusha Kamoy. That's one reason why I didn't mention Miyan when he says Keitzad. Inami Mishim Dekoy Ay Achas Mikola Arayis Eilu. He wants to explain by all Arayis. Umiyan Oshnim Tzayil Nesloy Shaykh Bechol Arayis. As Misha said before, by Chamoyseim Chamoyseim Chamoyseim. Shloisha achim, shnayim em nisuin shtei achyos, vechod nosi noches. Lekame beperik dalet achim, aforish lo amai noket shloisha achim. There's a kasha over here. You could tell why do you need three brothers? You could have two brothers, and a person married, you don't need three brothers. There were two brothers, each one married a sister. He gave a get to the one was Megarish's wife, and then he married another woman, and now she falls Leibum. Why do you need three brothers, and Echad Nosi Nochis, and Nizmiyam the Nochis? So now we have to wait till Daf Lamed. Nesuim Horishonim Mapilim. Now, this Loshen by us is very unclear. What's that? Nesuim Horishonim means that there were two marriages. And we say there's a hapole from the first nesuin. Here there was only one nesuin. Och la vishaych le minke tori shoinim. The leka och et trei nesuin. Why does he hap on the lotion of trei nesuin? Zumari shoinim. Meshum ahi de perik beishamai noket ochet. There is another tzir of nesuin rishoinim apilim. The snan. We learned in the Mishnah, Hamigarish Ha'isha. Now this Mishnah is Al Kaponim and Daf Yud Gimel. It's very hard to understand this Mishnah Well, from whatever we understand of Nesuim Rishonim Apilam. But let us just say the Mishnah. Hamigarish ha'isha. A person had a wife. He gave her a get. Vehechzira. And then he remarried her. So you'll ask us a shayla, is there any problem of, and then he died. Does she fall a yibum? So you would ask us, is there any problem over here? L'cheira, we don't see any problem. But in the Mishnah, there's a machlokes tanoim. Is muteres liyabe? Because this tana holds misa mapela. So bishas misa, she falls the yibum. Rabbelezer, oisa, meforish, osam, time, the Rabbelezer, mishim, the misafkle, in misa mapelas, in the summa, rishoinim, apilim. So it says in the Gemara, that if I hold nisuim harishayim apilim, so that means the first nisuin was a sibe for yibum, and then she became grushas ochiv. So because of that, even though he remarried her again, but because of nisuim harishayim, he can't be miyabma. So that's where Chapson here, the lashon of nisuim harishayim. We had in the Mishnah, V'chol sheyachayla l'mayin v'loy miyano. If you had an erve that could be memayin, and she wasn't memayin, is saros v'chayletzes v'loy misyabemes. It's a condition that abonon, and therefore saros v'chayletzes. So the Gemara asks, utemayin hashte. So let it now be memayin. Let the ketana be memayin now, v'tisyabim, and will be miyabim. The Torah, Leima Misayel El Rabbi Shaye, Doma Rabbi Shaye, Mema'enes Lema'amoroi, Ve'ene Ma'menes Lezikosoi. Let us see what Rashi says. V'temayin ha'erva hashte, V'toymar i'efshi b'kdushin shekitshuni imi v'ochi labali ha'meitz. Let her now be memayin the nesuim harishayim, v'taker kedushin harishayim, v'tisyabim tzarosa. So the Gemara says it's a ride that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shai. What did Rabbi Shai say? Memaenes lemamori, hodesanya lekamon beperik, beishamai ubeisilul oimrim. Beisilul say, bebal ubeyovom. That a ketana could be memayin bebal, kozman, the first husband is alive, and she could be memayin beyovam, lemamoroi hu de mamenes. She's memayin in the maima. That beyovam means lemamoroi. What does that mean? Shim oso hayovam maima beyovam ketana. If the Yovon made Maima be Yovon Mektana, Umiyano boy, and she was Mamayin in the Yovon, Mavkiya Miyun es HaMaima. So the Miyun is Mavkiya the Maima, V'chozro Leziko Levado. So the Maima becomes bottle, the issues of the Yovon becomes bottle, V'chozro Leziko Levado, and she's back to the Zike. V'chayletzes, and then he'll give her chalitza. V'af al gav de gdoyla she'osa bo maima. By a gdoyla, if the yovan made maima v'lei rotza lichnes. Kaim lo beperk am gamliel tzricha get la mamori v'chalitza lezikosoi. Hocha miyen oke la mamori v'lei boi gite. So the Rabbi Shaya said that the miyon could help on the issues of Maima that the Yovan made. But it's not Oike de Zike. She's still as Kukish needs Chalitza. Vein Mama Enes Lizikose Laker Nisuyim Rishainim, Ulavki Yezikas Yibum, Vlotzeis Belei Chalitza. Heis Rabbi Shaye holds that if there was an issues and then there was a Zike, so and if she wasn't a Mayan Bechaye Baila, so forget about it. So there's the issues created a zike, and that she can't be oike anymore. If the yovah made maima, she could be Memayin in this maimer, and the mean will help and so far, that she doesn't need a get from the maimer, but there's still a zike, and she'll need chalitze. Isochinami gabi elve, so if our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shaye, will also be the same thing. We're asking a gakasha, let the bas be memayin now. So it could be our mission is going according to Rabbi Shai. Gabriel, v'loi olka lei miyun da hashte l'nesuim kamoi l'mishri tzaroso. That means the miyun is not oike the zike. It's not oike the nesuim kamoi. So she still is a tzora selve because our mission is going according to Rabbi Shai. That miyun can't be oike zike. It only can be oike the new maima, but it can't be oike the zike from the previous nesuim. So it's a right Rabbi Shai. So the Gemara says no. Loitzoras erve shani. No, Pshat my mission is go for a different reason. The Tony Rami Bayircheskel mi'ano bebal muteres la'ovit. Rami Bayircheskel said if a ktana was memayin in her husband, and now later, after the miyun, she wants to marry her previous shver, is mutar es loviv, she's allowed to marry his father, she's allowed to marry her father-in-law. Mi ano biyovam, but what is b'chaye bailo, she wasn't a mayim. Then she fell a yibum, mi ano biyovam, asura la'oviv. Then she's also la'oviv. Alme. So what is Pshat in this? This is what Rami Bayecheskel said. Why is she also? Because if the issues of the Baal progressed and was Mapul Holayibum, so it seems that Ishus was Kayim, Niris Kekalos. We see this Ishus after her husband's death. Still was Nimshach. It was Mapul HaLayibum. So Afilu shall be Memayin later, and theoretically the Miyim will be Oikah the Nesuyim Kamoi. But since Bishas Nefilu HaLayibum is Niris Kikalosoi, so the Miyim, the later Miyim, will not be Oikah this Niris. So Chiname Bishas Nefilu Niris Kitzoras Bite. What are you asking, Akasha? Let the Bas be Memayin. Could be me and will take a help. Me and the stack oikid in the suim kamoi, but it's oris the losa because b'shas nefilo niris kitzoris pita. Let us see what Rashi says. Tzoris, Sumor says, no right, Rabbi Shai, tzoris erve shani, rabon and gozlu, shaloita maim, she should not be able to be memai li yivumi tzoros. If people will see this school in Tzoras Elva, they'll be matter Tzoras Elva. If her husband was alive, she made miyun, muteres lochamel, the okras olinisuel, she was oiker than nisuim. So the whole thing was like mefutas b'noi, muteres loy, so she's muter to Ovid. Avol meis benoi balorishin miyana bezikas yovam. Avol gavdin nesuim kamoi yoke. She's also oike than nesuim kamoi. Asura lo ovi. So why is it? If she's oike than nesuim kamoi, so she's vaita mefutas benoi. Is, alme mishas nefile. If since the ishus of the husband was mapalo liyibum, Kalosehi Mishasha Novlalish Yabam Beniskalyova Mahmas Nisuim Arishoinim Nirim Oisom Nisuim Gmurim. If the Nisuim Arishoinim were able to accomplish an afila liyibum, so they look like it's a true Nisuim. Lemahevi Ashes Ameis Vikalosei Shelzeh. So since we have already a nearest kikalosi, the mean will not rectify this. Ochinami bitzoresel, v'mishas nefile, sheniz kiko, abas liyovom, v'hutz l'chol amayim boi machmas kedushin rishoim, nirim nisuim gemurim. If she was niskak, so it looks like there were nisuim gemurim. L'mehevi yeshes ameis. Vitzorosos, if there was issues, that's what it looks like, Vitzorosos, Tzoros Abbas, Bishoris layosel mishri tzoras habas b'yalma. You'll be matel, but be matel tzoras habas. Let us see Taisus. Temayin hashte v'tisyabim. Vafilu l'ram gamliel d'lesle melamdin esaktane shetemayin l'kama b'perig b'shamay. Hainu loitziyo mi bailo. Let us explain for 1 minute what the Gemara is speaking about over there. The Gemara says in Beis Shammai, such a case, there were two brothers, Reuven married Rachel, who was a Gedoyle, and Reuven is a Godel, and Shimon married Leah, her sister, who was a Ktana. So it's a Ketushin Darabona. Now, Reuven dies, and Rachel falls Liyibum. Now, Rachel, when it's falling Liyibum, so let us just start thinking 1 minute. So what should be the din? So there's a mitzvah of Yibum in our Torah and Rachel. Midarabonon, she's a shame elver because Leah is Shimon's wife, Midarabonon. So Midarabonon, she's a Tzoras elver. So, now, the Leah is a Chayse Kukosi also. Everything's like a hack to Tzoras over there. So one Tana says over there, Yimelamed es ektana lamayin, so let Leia be memayin bebailo, and then so comes that she never was Shimon's wife, and then we'll mekayim a mitzvah of Yibum diaraisa. That's a practical etzer. Rabbi Gamliel says, you don't do such a thing. How can you tell someone that she be memayin bebailo? You're not melamed lamayin. If she's happy, she's not happy. She wants to end the issues. If she's happy, how can you be teacher to be mamayim? So Taisvus asked the kashas, what's pechlal, according to Rabbi Gamliel, what's the kasha, we should teach her to be mamayim? You don't do such things. So Taisvus says that Rabbi Gamliel holds that hayne leitziyo mi bailo. She was married already. Leah was married to Shimon. So to tell Leia to be Mamayim Babaila in order Shimon Shemekayim Mitzvah Yibum, that we don't do. But here we're speaking about she's falling Leibum. So she doesn't have a husband yet. She's just falling Leibum. Let it be Mamayim here to be Oikad in the Suim. Inami Porich could be our Gemara is going also according to Rabban Gamliel. No, not the Kasha is that we should teach her to be Mamayim, that the Kasha is, hey, the Porch, the Mia, no, our Kaponim, if she was Mamayim, the Siabim Tzorosa, Masnisa Mashmedain, La Takona, Ella Bachalitze, there's no Eitze Bachlau for you, but that is Shat the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara answers, Leitzoras El Veshani. Ochinami, Bishas Nefila, Niris Kitzoras Bitri. Beim Taima, so umenolei de Taima de Rome by Yecheskel, Bishum de Bishas Nefila Niriske Kalosai. The Gemara wants to say, do we have a right to Rabbi Shai? So the Gemara says, no, it could be like Rome by Yecheskel. In Rome by Yecheskel, the Gemara says, what's the lomdus of Rome by Yecheskel? Because Niriske Tzoras Bite. So Taisa says, how do you know that's Pshat in Rome by Yecheskel? Dilme time in Rome by Yecheskel, goofy mishum de Rabbi Yeshai. Maybe that's the reason. Rome by Yecheskel said that she's also la'ovid. That's what Rome by Yecheskel said. She's also la'ovid, asura la'ovid. That's what all he said. That's all what he said. So it could be he holds like Rabbi Shaya, that you can't be b'mayin in the Zike. Deinem amen is l'zikosoi. V'yeshloime da'al kochoch taime da'rome b'yecheskel mishum de'bishas nefila niris kekolosoi. No, that's not pshad rome b'yecheskel, that you can't be b'mayin in the Zike. Midinokat asura la'ovet. It says she's also to the father. Now, if you hold like Rami by Yecheskel, if you hold like Abishai, then you can't be Mamayin and the Zike. So she's also to everyone. She's Yevam Lashut. Michlal the Baal, the Laal Meshari, that she's Mutter to everyone. Vitaimishim Deinem Menes Lazikosi, Asura Namu Laal, Malt Yevam Lashut. Vim Taima, so our Kolcha from Sunday Barais of Rama by Yecheskel, we see Take that Mian does help to the Zike. So Taisu says in Kain Tiksha Barais of the Rami by Yecheskel Rabbi Shai, so Bezoi is Shver Take, so let's slog up Rami by Yecheskel from the Barais. Fetiritz Rav Rav Moshe Koyin, the Ikele Meima, that means Rabbi Shai could say not a poshet a pshat in Rami Becheskel, but he could say a pshat in Rami Becheskel, so Mamele won't be up gefrekt. Ikalameima, we can say it speaking about as follows. That what he says, that she's also la'oviv, and muta, she's also la'oviv, and muta l'shut, the mairi kishecholtza, it's speaking about that the Yovam gave her chalitza. Olahachi shar yela alme, v'loi mishum demenes lezikose. It could be that what she's muta la'alme, because the Yovam gave her chalitza. And why is she also loviv? Because ainam emenes lezikosa. So that's how Rabbi Shai can learn shat. Inamik shemiyano biyovam achesh enes yavma. Could be it is speaking about that she was miyano biyovam achesh enes yavma. The lack of zika, there's no zika. Mikol mokim asura loviyom. Pshat in this Taisvis is, the Chazanish wants to say Pshat in Taisvis, Rabuvan also wants to say the second Mahalach, this is a very interesting Taisvis. That Taisvis means like this, Rabbi Shaya holds that there's no Indian of Miyun in Zike. But what is the din if she was Nisyabim from the Yavam? So the Chazanish says, so then the whole issues of the mace goes over in a capsule form to the Yavam. He takes over the issues of mace. In the issues of the Yavam, she could be Memayim. Now the minute when she's Memayim in the issues of the Yavam, so automatically all the Zika falls off. The Yibum falls off, true. Because she's Oike the Yibum. But since the whole issues was now called by the Yavam, so then when she's Memayin in the issues of the Yavam, so the Kedushin Rishayim will also fall off, and the Zika will fall off. And the lack of Zika, then there's Hakeno Zika. Mikom Okim Asura La'ovim Mishim Debishas Nefila Niris Kikalosayim. Because Bishas Nefila is Niris Kekalosi. That means in such a case, according to Rabbi Shaya, the Mian will help, the Zika will be Neka, and she's also La'oviv, because she's Niris Kekalosi.